Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Wow!
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 At the club, Club 1080, the hottest
spot. Oh no, they were hurting you so bad!
He's a bitch.
This son of a
bitch. Do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
He's a grade A bitch.
Bye, bitch.
I've never seen so much dong in my life, please. Thank you.
Black dong.
It's over, we think. Hold on, everybody.
You freaking bitch.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
You want some pole?
Yeah, give me some pole.
Nice heavy long. We're a little late.
And very hungry now. We're just getting a flood of text messages of people telling us their top meats, and more importantly, that they're very hungry now.
Yeah, we're also getting a lot of recommends on what restaurants have certain cuts.
Yes.
It's great. I love it.
Well, again, I want to eat now. So for the next 40 minutes, you're getting nothing out of me. And we're supposed to break.
Well, we have to talk about this Beavers game real quick.
This Beaver game is freaking bananas. And dude, Buck did get ball sacked. I think we all did. It looked like Oregon State had won it on a walk-off home run.
Well, again, we are watching sans sound because we were doing radio. But I was psyched up by the cameraman. The way they did the zoom-out pullback and like got the bleachers, I'm like, oh, that thing's gone.
Yeah, Oregon State ties it 4-4, bottom of nine, down, you know, down to their last strike. And then so there's a man on first, and little fella comes up, number six or whatever, and drills one to right field. And you're right, they pan all the way out, and and the guy caught it right up against the wall.
Boy!
But boy, the way they made that, the camera pan there, that seemed like that was a walk-off shot.
So they were down 4-1, lifeless, dead in the water, the big water, the ocean water, and then they somehow managed to score three in the bottom of the ninth.
Bases loaded, and then the pitcher overgrips a curveball, wild pitch, to make it 4-2, and then all they need is a single, and they got it.
Yeah, the big first baseman comes up, and he takes two huge cuts, whiffs at both of them. You're like, dude, you just need a base hit. And then down to his last strike, he laces a single into left field, two-run score, and thanks for coming. We're tied up. Now we're going to the extras.
Bonus.
But boy, I really did. I thought, I was with Buck. I thought that was a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. And I was like, holy cow.
They got some magic. Yeah, they're like Halliburton and the Pacers.
Man. The Beavs don't, like someone said, Beavs don't start playing until elimination time. So you're down to your last strike, then they pick it up.
All right, coming up next, what do you do when your flight attendant gets naked?
That's a loaded question. Depends on what the flight attendant's got going on.
That's next on The Fan. Someone pointing out the stack of beer cans behind home plate.
Absolutely.
Tonight in Core Vegas.
Well, it's an 80-degree day down there. You got a little super regional, a little nerve-wracking. You down 4-1. Pop some...
That was this thing in the final game of the regional as well. There was a whole mountain back there.
Well, can we also say that the stigma behind light beers, like...
How many people are contributing to that stack? I mean, there's a lot of beers back
there. There's a lot of beers back there, but, like, dude, for a normal-sized, maybe a large gentleman, and you're at a baseball game, 9 to 10 beers is not an obscene amount of beers.
Sure. No,
it isn't. We gotta lose the stigma. Because it's one thing if you're drinking, like, double IPAs, I get it. You know, you have 5 or 6 of those, maybe you're, you know, let's slow it down, but... You're drinking a Rainier, or you got a Coors Light back there, or God forbid you're drinking, you know, Budweiser or something. Yeah,
I can't tell what beers those are back there.
Yeah, it's tough to tell. Maybe you got a nice pub beer going on, because if you're drinking pub beer, you're going through 6 or 7 of those, no problem. You get 3 guys that drink 6 beers, next thing you know, you got a pile of beer cans.
You freaking bitch.
I don't like when people do the stigmatized number of beers. It depends on size, drinking ability, alcohol. There's a lot that goes into that.
And there's a portion of the population that just has decided that, like, if you're having 8 to 10 drinks, that's way too many drinks.
And I don't subscribe
and
to that.
And they're not all created the same.
Yeah. Dude, thank you. I mean, look, Friday night doesn't even get going until we've had 5 or 6, right? That's pregame. Then we move on to the main event. Come on. 5, 6 beers.
Got a... story from the airways. You know, we're very up on our latest kerfuffles in the skies.
We do like a good sky kerfuffle, and there does appear to be more and
there's more. A lot of them. Yeah, and they go viral, you know. Yeah. And they're always random flights. Like, you just never know. Could be your flight.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are like, if you fly Spirit or Frontier, that's on you. Like...
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of these aren't coming from Spirit.
No, they're not. I'm just saying if you fly Spirit or Frontier and something weird goes down, that's on you for flying on Spirit and Frontier.
That's the price you pay for a cheap ticket.
Yes. Yes.
That guy pulling his putt in the...
100%. If you're looking at that flight to Vegas and it's 178 one way on Alaska and it's 92 on Spirit, and I get it. You're like, hey, I want the 92 one way on Spirit.
It's an extra $100 at the blackjack table.
I'm just letting you know. But you know what? It's also you're taking the blackjack. You're rolling the roulette wheel when you're getting on Spirit Airlines. Because it's just, you know, you know what Spirit Airlines is about.
Lead off double bottom of the 10th. Dude, freaking Oregon State, man.
They got a little magic to them.
So this was a British Airways flight.
Mm-hmm. Not Spirit.
And they were going from San Francisco to London.
All right. That's a long flight.
And by the way, we got to give credit where credit's due here.
Okay.
This story comes to us courtesy of Kirk from sales.
Oh.
He forwarded this to me. He thought of me when he heard this. Yeah, now. Now, he can't sell a lick, but boy, can he contribute to the club.
Well, and he loves the club.
He's a big club guy.
Speaking of 5 or 6 deep on a Friday night.
Yeah, I'm sure he's loaded right now.
Yeah.
Listening to us. So they did not turn this plane around, which I'm thankful for.
That's all that Rob cares about.
That's right. There would be no reason to turn the plane around.
Yeah.
But this was on a May 25th flight from San Francisco to Heathrow. And all we know is that... The flight attendant was arrested. One of the flight attendants was arrested after they touched down because he was found dancing naked in a restroom during the flight.
See, that's if you told me someone's dancing naked, the odds-on favorite is not the flight attendant.
How big are these restrooms? You got room to dance in there?
Actually, they showed a photo of it. It's the biggest restroom I have ever seen on a flight.
Okay, well, here's the thing. One, British Airways, San Francisco to London, that's going to be one of the big dogs. And
yeah, it was a huge restroom.
Beams, by the way, first and third, nobody out.
Yeah, they'll get this in. Ball game.
Yeah, those big international flights, some of those first-class bathrooms are ridiculous.
I mean, it was nice. Like, you could you could sleep in there.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you'd want to. I'm just saying.
Not if he's naked dancing.
So he was in, and they don't really know what he was doing. That's all we know. They just know that the other crew found him. They dressed him and restrained him until for the remainder of the. It was a 10-hour flight.
Yeah,
and they just they just restrained him, and then he was arrested by police in London. He's 41-year-old dude.
Well, look, clearly,
what was going through his mind?
Well, my guess is drugs, right? I mean,
yeah.
I doubt anyone that is clean and sober decides in the middle of your job to go into a bathroom, strip naked, and start a dance party.
I was doing it in the first hour.
It seems a little... Yeah, but you came
and I'm
back.
I'm sober.
And by the way, how did they... Did they just be like, hey, where's Ted?
Yeah.
And then someone like knocked on the door. Did Ted answer and is like, hey, come on in. The dong party's here.
Is it a long enough flight where he maybe thought he had the first part of it off and he had like a sleeping pill or something? Because like some people do weird stuff when they take sleep aids.
Are you saying on the long flights, flight attendants work shifts?
I don't know.
I
don't think that's the way
that works. That's not the way that works.
I'm throwing anything out there. Why would he have taken drugs at the start of his shift?
Maybe he wanted to do a helicopter.
Probably a drug addict.
I mean, yeah. Look, the idea
But you can't really go missing as a flight attendant, you know.
No.
Like, you can't...
They're going to find you.
Hide.
No. Yeah, where are you blending in?
Well, it's, to be smart, he did take off the uniform. I mean, that's... Right?
That's the first start.
First start.
Or first part.
Yeah.
First part.
And he's like, no one will find me in here.
And they did.
And they did.
And he was naked.
Well, I wonder, too, like, did they hear, like, you know, Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery? Yeah. That's rough. And now you're arrested, and now, you know, that's... Feel bad for the guy. Maybe he pulled the baby Billy. He's like, Lord, bless this cocaine that I may dance and slay these demons on this airline. And then, you know, he's celebrating the Lord, and next thing you know, they're arresting him. Hey, at least they dressed him.
Yeah.
And then they had to restrain
him. Now, see, I love things like this if they don't turn the plane around. Because if I'm sitting there on that flight, this is really entertaining.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I love that because it just passes the time.
Yeah.
It's a 10-hour flight.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised they didn't turn it around. They turned it around for everything else.
I know. It's kind of an upset they didn't.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Well, and so if they don't turn it around, I'm all for stuff like this on flights. As long as it doesn't mean my flight has to go back to San Francisco.
Is it possible that it affects your service because now we're down a flight attendant?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're in the middle like, hey, where the hell's my drink? And you're like, oh, wait, the naked guy.
That's when the beers become self-served.
And that, yeah, I mean, you can, I don't know, would you get, I mean, oh, no.
Yeah, it was an intentional.
What a terrible play.
For those not watching, little dribbler out in front of the plate. Florida State had intentionally walked a batter to load the bases, so the catcher kind of just stumbled back and tapped home plate.
Oh, no. Okay. Did he bunt that? Or
no, I think he just, that was a check swing.
Swing.
Check swing.
Check swing. Yeah, he didn't mean that. That stinks because it's an easy out.
And now a ground ball might end the inning.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that base runner didn't do himself any favors.
Well, it's a force out, and you can't...
I know, but...
You know.
Get down the line! Run!
I just want to run!
Sorry! I want to run!
He did not.
He didn't.
He did not want to run.
Up!
Run
up,
like a pitcher.
Up!
There we go.
That's gonna do it.
Oregon State wins.
How about that?
Look at that.
The Beavs down 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth, down to their last strike. And they walk it off in 10. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Dude, that go Beavs. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, and suck it, Buckley.
Yeah.
Betting against these guys.
Okay. I'll probably do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we do kind of forget sometimes that Buck's a duck.
All right. Well, anyway, that happened and the guy got arrested. They're still investigating what
do they need to investigate? I mean,
probably not. But
dude, Nick got naked. He got housed, and he helicopter danced. We dressed him. We restrained him.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you can.
Real quick, yeah. What would happen if he weren't naked? He was just
dancing,
not doing his job, dancing.
I'm guessing that you're probably okay. The
really?
The
key component here is nudity.
Is nudity. You can't be naked. Like, if you come into the bathroom and I've had a little something, maybe, you know, clearly you know that I'm not all there. You convince me to sit down, you calm me down a little bit, you know, and I'm fine. But when you're naked, all bets are off.
The naked, getting naked is a...
It's an escalator is what it is. It's, no matter what situation you're in, unless someone has invited you to get naked. And by the way, that's the key component. You have to be invited to be naked.
But it's just the it's like the strongest bat signal you can send that you are not right of mind.
Yes.
Getting naked.
Yes. Something has gone wrong. There is a glitch in the matrix when you get naked. And you know, and once you do get naked, I don't think that there's coming back.
I don't
from
either.
That.
Yeah, it's like it's the sign that okay, we're
it's
dealing
the
with
Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings. The things have been put in motion that cannot be undone. Once Vag or Dong has made an appearance, you know. And by the way, it goes for females too. You just can't whip out genitalia on a plane, in a bar, wherever. And everything's fine. It just
your vaginas didn't power the penis rocket to space.
Yes, it's not. Now I will say that in the general public, the gene is much better received than penis. But there's still serious consequences. Like I'm not certain, but I think at certain bars you can probably whip out lady bits, and as long as they don't stay out, you're probably gonna be okay. At a bar, once the captain makes an appearance, chances are a crime has been committed and
you're on a list.
The authorities are going to be on the way shortly. That's just, you know.
Yeah. This is what we have to deal with as men.
This is what we have to deal with.
Meanwhile, Edmonton lady can flash her honkers when the Oilers score a goal and nobody cares. Everybody loves it. It's the greatest thing ever.
We were at a names will be changed to protect the innocent, but we were out once with a client not too long ago, and some uptops came out, and it was strongly encouraged by the patron and the owner of said gentleman's establishment. We appreciate the enthusiasm. We're going to need you to put those away, and just let's settle it down a little bit. And everything was fine. They were covered up. Everything was fine. Everyone moved on. Had a pleasant evening. The male would not have been granted that leeway. You cannot be in a strip club, get a little excited.
Dude, they'll grab you by your collar and swing you out of there.
Yes. She was treated much nicer than any male at that place would have been for the equivalent. That's just facts.
All right.
Women privilege, right?
Yeah, it's about time someone thought
Me
of us.
Me too.
That's right. Cancel these ladies. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, they're calling it the best photo ever uploaded to the internet. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
So they're calling this the greatest selfie ever. Now, this is old, so you may have already seen this.
Okay.
Almost 10 years old.
Oh.
But I had not seen it until the other day, and I had to bring it to the program.
Is this the Oscar one?
No.
That was the first one that came to mind for me as well.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence and all them.
Yeah, it had a bunch. Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a cool film.
The most famous selfie, probably.
This is bananas, but they were on an Egyptian Air flight.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt Air is what they call it, the airline. And they were flying to Cairo, and from Alexandria to Cairo, there were 55 passengers, 26 foreigners, and so they're within Egypt, you know.
Okay.
Domestic flight there. And this guy, who is a London finance bro by the name of Ben Innes, took a selfie of himself with the hijacker of the plane.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right here. How have I not heard of this before?
I haven't heard of this either until this week. But apparently, so this guy... It's just a fascinating photo. First of all, Ben Innes is smiling, but nervous smiling.
Yeah.
And then the hijacker looks very matter of fact,
yeah,
fairly put together, glasses, nice combed hair.
If I showed you this photo, you wouldn't think you wouldn't think anything of it.
Well, the thing you would think is that he has a suicide bomb strapped to his waist.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm saying, at no point, if I just showed you that, do you think anything nefarious is going down?
Except for the bomb!
I can't see the, like...
Oh, you're not seeing the whole picture then.
Yeah.
You can see the bomb.
He's got something strapped to his torso.
It's strapped to his body. He's a suicide bomber.
Yeah, the one I saw was from, like, the chest up.
Yeah,
oh,
no, dude.
Yeah.
So,
say something?
One of the flight attendants took the photo. And they said that they diverted once he threatened to, or once he got up and hijacked the plane.
Yeah,
they diverted it, and they landed, and they let most of the passengers off, except that he kept seven on the plane as hostages.
Okay.
Ultimately, they ended up negotiating with him, and they arrested him.
And it turns out it was fake.
It was fake. Yeah. The bit wasn't fake.
Yeah.
His bomb was fake.
Yeah.
How
did he get that even on the plane?
I have no earthly idea.
Because it certainly looks the part. So even if it wasn't a real explosive, I'm guessing that as that goes through security, whether it's in your bag or not, someone would be like, hey, dude, that certainly looks like an explosive.
Maybe because it's not, if he brought the parts in and assembled it to look like one while he was sitting there. Like, because he didn't have anything that was actually explosive. I don't know.
But how on earth do you get the guy, like, the balls you must have to get that guy to take a photo with you? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Maybe he gets pissed. Like, he's like, no, although he's about to die.
Sure.
So, and you think he's about to die.
Yeah.
And you're all about to die. So it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
But
throw it to the wind.
But if you're saying, hey, let's get in this photo, you piss the guy off and then he detonates.
Did he have a, did the bro, who looks very bro-y, Did he give a reason for?
He said, yes, I have his quotes here on The Fan. He says, I'm not sure why I did it. I just threw caution to the wind while trying to stay cheerful in the face of adversity. He said the photo, which was taken by a member of the cabin crew, was the best selfie ever.
Although, can we also say it's not really a selfie? Because a selfie is when you're holding the camera.
That's a valid point.
It's just a picture.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's why I called it the best photo ever uploaded to the internet, which is arguable.
Yeah.
But it's really, like, you could stare at this photo for a long time.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Can I say, too, that if I was on that plane, I would have been really pissed.
That it was fake?
No.
Oh,
at that guy for chumming it up with that dude?
I would have been really upset.
Like, this isn't funny, man.
Yeah, well, like, no. What's he...
So you decide to go up to some guy who's got a bomb. And I'm hoping at this point, right, get me to wherever you're going and maybe we get to negotiate and I get off the plane and we're fine. So you have decided now on a plane of a couple hundred people because you want to take a silly photo. You've decided to put all of our lives... You said, what if it pisses the guy off? What if it makes him nervous? What if he thinks that this is all part of a scheme to grab him? I would be livid.
Is it crazy to assume at this point in time they realized there wasn't an actual threat, that they knew it wasn't an actual bomb?
No, no.
Yeah, that dude's way too happy to be taking this photo then.
Dude, I would have been absolutely,
yeah,
I would have been pissed.
There's not a lot of upside to taking that photo.
Other than you doing bits? No offense, man. You don't get to do bits when my life is on the line. Yeah. Does it change
anything that the bomb wasn't real?
No, because you didn't know that. So to say that the guy's like, I'm trying to stay calm and stay positive in the face of adversity. Hey, fat ass. No one asked you to be the plane negotiator. Sit your ass down and let someone else, like, you don't get to do that.
I'm stunned they even let anyone approach this guy.
Yeah. Well, it'd be the same thing. If I'm at a bank and someone pulls out a gun.
Hey, can you hold on real quick for a picture?
Yeah, and we're all on the ground, and someone stands up off the ground at someone who's clearly nervous and is doing something and walks over to him. But, dude, what are you? You're going to get us all killed. Like, what do you? And it's one thing if you're trying to negotiate. You just. So it doesn't say in here that he was trying to talk the guy down. He just decided he wanted to take a selfie. Dude, that frat boy. Oh, my God.
Ben Ennis.
Yeah. Dude, when we got off the plane, and if we all got off, dude, my first order of business would be to punch that dude in the face. And be like, where do you get off? What? Cool selfie, bro. The guy had the potential to blow us all up. That's...
Well, it is kind of a cool selfie.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, he's going down in internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
We're talking about
history.
Him.
Yeah.
Again, also that you can go viral. This is what I'm, my whole point. Like, you like there'll be like mass shootings, and in the middle of mass shootings, people are taking out their phones. It's just stunning to me. We are literally living in a world where the only thing anyone cares about is getting a photo of themselves. It's baffling to me. Like, what have we become? That are our heads so far up our ass? Is there any situation you can think of where someone wouldn't want to take a photo during it? It's unbelievable. You would think, hey, dude, this may be the end. We're all may die in a fiery ball. And one guy's like, well, you know what? I'm going to take a photo. And it's going to look really sweet on my Instagram. Like, that's your final, you know what? My followers and my family are going to see my sweet, dumb smile right before I got blown up and potentially blew everyone else up with me.
All right, we got to wrap this biatch up because it's Friday. We got to go party.
I got to get to a bar and watch the third period of this hockey game.
Yeah, this hockey game's bananas.
3-3. 10 minutes left in the second.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Well, we got to go.
Actually, we don't.
Not really. You got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got a while.
Oh, damn it.
I think you've started the beef jerky portion
Jumping
of the show
the gun.
A little too soon.
I'm eating some beef jerky.
You're used to us. Is that or is that turkey jerky?
Good luck to me.
Says beef
yeah,
jerky.
Now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've jumped the gun a little bit. I think you're used to us going so long.
Yeah, what are we doing on time? Boy!
That I don't. And consider we started the club maybe as late as we've ever started. So maybe that's what it is. You're just used to cutting the segment short when we go that long.
Well, let's give him some bonus content.
Whoa. Well, Buck did try to frighten me by saying, I haven't paid it. The Mets are playing tonight, or the Rockies. And Buck's like, are your Mets going to lose to the Rockies? Dude, it's 1-0 in the fourth.
I just glanced at the scoreboard and wanted to give a dig in.
It's a blowout.
I think Buck's a little butthurt after the whole Beaver sort of.
If you think that's the only bet I had brewing tonight, you would be sorely mistaken.
Well, doesn't mean. I mean, they could all be losers.
They're not, though.
Well, I think he still has Florida State in the series.
I do.
He also has Oregon State.
I also had the under, which cashed.
And that's all. That's all that really matters.
But don't you have Oregon State too? Like, didn't you hedge it? Like, you have everybody. Like, how do you even win money?
I did not have Oregon State. I don't have any Oregon State in any capacity.
No, I thought you did.
No.
Do you have it in you to bet on the Beavs?
If I thought they were the right side, yeah.
Do you have any sort of allegiance whatsoever, or is it just to gambling? Will you bet against?
He has allegiance to his pocketbook.
Will you bet against the Ducks?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think that I have, like, when it comes to football season, I tend to do better betting on the teams that I follow closely, the Ducks and the 49ers, mm-hmm. than I do against others. I think I know them better than the other teams that I bet on. And so have a better pulse for winning, losing, what their players are going to do, props, stuff like that.
Because I know you go down and, like, you went to, what Duck game did you fly to recently?
I went to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, you went to the Rose Bowl. So I know you're a Duck guy, you went to U of O, but you don't strike me as obnoxious, I hate everybody but the Duck guy.
Yeah, I mean, I there was a time probably as a collegiate student, maybe a little post-college, where I probably was douche Duck guy, but I don't really think so anymore. At some point in time, your priorities, and if you get to be a certain age and like the things happening with your sports things are the most impactful events in your life, there's a reevaluation that needs to happen.
Well, I'm not
here
like,
now.
Dirt is that guy. Like, Dirt is a duck guy, and he is the definition of a douche duck troll. Like, he's that guy.
Boy.
So that's not true, because he's like almost, he's right around 40, and he's got a wife and a kid, and he very much
40.
I think Sprague's 40, so I think they're
right around there.
Those guys are 40.
They're late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think everyone now, all those like Dusty and all, I think they're all right around that on that same age, and he certainly has not. And I guess that's what I'm used to. Like, I'm used to that, because he is. Definitely that way on the station. He is Oregon everything, and I kind of forget sometimes that you're a duck.
I don't know. There's an element of when you cover the teams that you like, you don't really have the luxury of being a fan for them. And I learned that back in the Bay Area. Like, I could still root for the teams that I like, but when you work on them so much, you start to separate that part of it, the emotional part of it. And so I think that's happened too.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to Zubru tonight.
What is Zubru?
Not real sure, but I think you just drink.
You drinking at the Zoo?
Is that like Brew Lights?
Yeah, it's like it's Zubru. It's you just drink a bunch of beer. There's a bunch of beer vendors there, and you get a bunch of beer and you walk around and see the animals.
I thought they called that Brew Lights because it was like Zoo Lights, but then they do it with beer.
But Zoo Lights, you don't even get to see the animals.
I know.
Yeah, the animals are out.
Oh, okay. So this is a different Zoo beer situation.
At least that's what they're saying. I don't know.
Can I ask something? Because there's no way that you voluntarily decided to go do Zubru. One, it's you're going to be out somewhere after the show and not home. Two, you're not a big beer guy. This is an odd thing. So
well,
I asked.
You think it was my idea?
No, it wasn't. So who that is this a? Is this you're doing something with a kid? Is this
no? Well, they're all going to be there. I think.
This is a family activity that you are not allowed to miss.
I mean, I could probably go home and just say, I'll catch you guys later, but I'm not going to do that. I like animals. I want to go see animals. I'll see the baby elephant.
Interesting.
Is she out yet?
I don't know.
No, I think you will have missed her visiting hours.
Rose or whatever?
Rose 2?
No, so they all have a dash 2 at the end. So she's Tula 2. I think her mom is Rose 2.
Yeah. I just can't picture. It just doesn't seem
like... It was brought up by a friend, and then my wife was like, oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And so she bought tickets.
Okay.
So, you know.
Were you consulted, or it was like, hey, I bought tickets to this?
No, I'm not. I'm never consulted.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds
fun. So basically
kinda...
you were told to go to Zubru, and now you're going to Zubru.
It sounds fun. I might have a funnel cake.
Oh.
I love funnel cakes. I haven't had a funnel cake in years.
Maybe a nice elephant. I'm assuming that... Now, I have not been to the
zoo. I don't like the elephant ear.
What?
I like funnel cakes.
My 4-year-old loves the elephant ear.
Yeah. Well, it's fried dough. I mean,
it's fried cinnamon sugar dough.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't like an elephant ear. I mean, funnel cake is delightful too, but I think there's room for both. Isn't that what the zoo is all about? Is you occasionally look at an animal, but in reality, you just eat a bunch of junk?
Yeah. But this time you can drink.
Now you can drink.
Which is great.
Well, enjoy Zubru. I'm going to go to a bar and watch this hockey game. It's no Zubru, but beers will be had.
Everybody have a great weekend. I think our show's back on Monday. Are we back Monday?
That's right.
3 to 7 on the Fan Connect.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.